Romantic relationships, obsolete. Dating, obsolete. Fairy tale romance, obsolete. Falling in love, obsolete. On today's show, I will explain to you why I refuse to get into any kind of relationships with anyone. Love is not the message. That is the focus of this edition of Expressions. Welcome to this edition of Expressions. I'm your host, Sierra Tavares Reyes. Today's topic, love is not the message. So this is a topic that I don't really like talking about. This is something that I've been like ducking and dodging for quite a while because I don't really like talking about this kind of stuff. But due to the pressure and due to the questions of people asking me constantly, you know, do I have a love life? If I'm not dating anybody and all of that other stuff. And the answer to all of that is no. And there's several reasons why, several variables why I will not get involved romantically with anybody else again, because I've had a lot of bad experiences. And that's the one of the main reasons why. And also not being able to trust someone, trusting someone is also the biggest barrier to why I will not date again. Like, I don't even flirt with guys anymore. So a lot of stuff that I mentioned at the very beginning of this podcast is just, I just don't do anymore, you know, and I'm okay with that. I am totally fine with that. What I really hate is people, you know, when they said, oh, Sierra, you need a good man to take care of you. And no, I need to take care of Sierra because I just don't need all that extra baggage. And you know, there's so many reasons why I will not get involved with anybody. And I really hate when people keep sitting here saying that they think that the key to happiness is to being with somebody. And that is not true. You know, you can be single and still be happy. You know, it keeps me, it protects me from a lot of different things that I may encounter if I'm with another person, you know. And one of those things that, you know, it can protect you from, where I don't have to be worried about, is infidelity. Of course, relationships are very tough. Relationships take time to build. You know, like I said, you're talking to someone who's been through two marriages and a couple of failed relationships. And, you know, it starts off good in the beginning and you seem happy and then things just go south. But, you know, the gang stalking was responsible for one of those marriages falling apart. And then I met a Romeo, or, you know, aka Honeypot, if you don't know what that is, male version of Honeypot. And then that went south, and I'll be talking about that in my next podcast. I don't have to worry about being used. I don't have to worry about someone being a womanizer. I can't stand men that do that. There's a lot of different things. There's a lot of different variables that are there. But just because somebody wants to be single, that doesn't, being alone doesn't mean that you're lonely, you know? Because like I said, you don't have to worry about carrying the burden. You don't have to worry about someone demanding you to be perfect. You don't have to worry about, you know, just a whole lot of stuff. Being single, there's a self-discovery. Being single allows a person to focus on personal growth and self-discovery. It provides an opportunity to understand oneself better, you know, explore individual interests and work on personal goals without the compromise and obligations that come with a romantic relationship. Then you have independence. Being single allows for a high degree of independence and freedom, of course. You have the freedom to make decisions without having to consider the needs and desire of a partner. This can be particularly appealing for individuals who highly value their autonomy and personal space. Time and energy. Maintaining a romantic relationship requires time and energy, and I just don't have it. Being single allows for a person to dedicate their time and energy to other aspects of their lives, such as pursuing hobbies, advancing their careers, spending quality time with friends and family. Emotional well-being. Some people may choose to be single to prioritize their emotional well-being. And that's kind of what I'm doing as well, because it's like when you've been targeted, you don't want to date anybody right now. Not now. I couldn't do it. I'm not gonna allow myself to do it. So, but this can be involving like taking a break from romantic relationships to heal from past experiences and focus on personal healing or work on building stronger sense of self before entering a new relationship. And that is very important because, like I said, when you're targeted, you become damaged, especially, with relationships and stuff like that. And of course, even if I were to try to get into a romantic relationship, you know what's going to happen. So I'm not going to have that relationship for long. They're going to encourage the guy to cheat on me or encourage the guy to leave me or something like that. They're going to try to break that up anyway. So why even try to start something and try to have something that's not going to belong to me in the first place? You see what I mean? So I'm not going to even waste my time. Nobody hits on me and I'm glad of that. So I don't, like I said, I don't flirt anymore. I don't, there's a lot of stuff that I just in this area that I just don't do. And I'm totally fine with that. Because like I said, I feel that I am protecting myself from a lot of things, bad things that come with that. So when people are telling me I need a good man to take care of me and no. It's I'm not I get a, like offended when I hear that because that's just not where it is. But anyway, we have flexibility and adventure. Being single will often allow for more flexibility and spontaneity in life. I have the freedom to pursue new opportunities, travel, and explore different experiences without the need to consider the preferences and commitment of a partner. Avoiding relationship stress. Relationships can bring both joy and challenges. Some individuals may choose to be single to avoid the potential stress, conflicts, and compromises that can arise in romantic relationships. And this allows them to maintain a more peaceful and stress-free lifestyle. Then you have personal priorities. Being single enables individuals or a person to prioritize their own needs and goals without the responsibility of considering a partner's desires or compromising on personal aspirations. This can be especially important during times when personal growth or professional development takes precedence. And it's important to note that being single is a personal choice, and people's reasons for choosing singleness may vary. But ultimately, what matters is finding a lifestyle and a relationship status that aligns with your own values, needs, and desires. We'll be right back after this.
Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your head to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
Okay, so we're back. While being in love is wonderful, staying caught up in a toxic relationship or in the past is a big hurdle to your growth and ability to move forward. We're advised that coupling is the greatest goal in life. But anyone who's been in a relationship can vouch that it isn't all what it's cracked to be, as everybody knows that. In fact, being single, you know, in life is more enjoyable and self-actualizing. Dating and relationships can take a lot out of you. Therefore, people love being single, and single life is more attractive to them, such as myself. But people who are single and love being single cherish their solitude and use it to pursue their passions and leave an impact on this world. A single lifestyle offers enormous opportunities and perks that couples often do not enjoy. And many of us have a voice in our head that being single sucks. And it's not true. Trust me when I tell you, you know, it's not. And let me turn this voice around for you. Singledom is something you should love and embrace, from having the freedom to focus on yourself to being stressing less. There are many surprising benefits of staying single. And before diving into a relationship, you should reap all the benefits of single life and consider how much you can gain by staying single and focusing on yourself. Now, I understand that for some people, they just have to have a partner. And I'm not speaking on that. I'm not saying that, you know, this is something that you have to do. But I'm speaking on my personal experience. I'm just saying for me, Sierra Tavares Reyes, you know, this is why I am choosing to stay single, you know. But you can fully focus on your goals and passions. Like I said earlier, you know, first and foremost, being single frees up your mind. It creates space to figure out your goals and passions. Couples have arguments and fights, and they often think about it at work or college. When you're single, you can solely focus on your goals and passions, and your goals will be clear to you. You will be able to work towards a fulfilling future. Okay. So that's another thing that I don't have to worry about arguing with someone, fighting with somebody, especially about some stuff that's like really petty. And, you know, like I said, someone's demanding me to be perfect and, you know, and they're not. And just, I don't know. When you're single, you're in charge of your own happiness. And indulging into a partner means you depend on someone to sort out issues or take care of certain things. However, being single means you'll be there and you will be the captain of your own ship. You realize that you're in charge of your well-being, and no relationship can make you as happy as you're able to make yourself. Also, you won't rely on someone to make you happy or feel special. Enjoying single life helps you find that only you are responsible for your happiness and not anybody else. Because as we know, like I said, I don't mean to sound redundant, but it, you know, you could bend over backwards trying to, you know, make somebody else happy and, you know, and try to get that to be reciprocated. And sometimes it's just not. I mean, some men will stay in these relationships with women and not be happy and go out and cheat and see this person, that person, and they're not happy with what they have at home. It's like, well, why even get involved with somebody if you know that you're not happy? You know, why cheat? Just break up with that person. Just say, hey, this is not working for me. I'm not finding what I'm looking for in this relationship, and just move on from there, you know? But I think that men are afraid to be single too. That's why they, you know, cheat. And I'm not saying that women don't cheat, so don't come with your comments saying, oh yeah, women do it too, Sierra. Yeah, I know women cheat as well, you know. You're more likely to be active and in shape. Studies have shown that single folks are fitter and stick to their fitness routines more than hitched people. Relationship weight is a real thing. It includes binge watching, vegging out, skipping the gym to get home early to make dinner together, or lazying around in bed on the weekends. So conversely, single people have more time and potential to be in better shape, and you will start taking the best care of yourself. Thus, you will be in control and confident. You'll have a greater chance to invest in yourself and your career. I think I mentioned that before. Another thing that will make you love being single is that now you have a greater chance to focus on your personal and professional aspirations. You have more time to explore your abilities and polish your skills without considering someone's decision. Being single means you're more focused, which means you'll work hard to establish yourself and achieve success in life without any distractions. You'll you'll stress less about money and save more. Now, this is always an issue. I'm so glad I'm getting to this. Dating is not cheap, folks. And it is an undeniable fact in a relationship, you try to impress your significant one by keeping date night fresh and arranging expensive dinners. When you're single, you tend to score a bigger paycheck, save a lot of money, and avoid debts. There will be no surprises, anniversaries, or month series to think of. Hence, you will be free to buy things that you want. Take yourself on vacations and invest in your future. There will be no drama, trust issues, heartaches, and headaches. Once you start basking in your single life glory, you will also discover that you don't have to deal with so much drama in your life, okay? Luckily, there will be no stress, trust issues, fights, or heartaches. You'll avoid these issues because you have your own problems, and you'll have a carefree life. That's why you should love being single to enjoy your life without handling any extra drama, folks. Very, very important. We'll be right back after this. All right, folks, and we're back. You'll be able to choose someone better. Being single is about expanding your social circle, and you don't have to live in a relationship bubble, and you can date anyone, anytime, and get to know them comfortably. As a result, there will be greater chances of finding someone better who understands you more and has compatibility with you. You'll be more creative. Studies prove that creativity blooms into solitude. When you're single, you used to spend more time with yourself. During this time, you can get many creative ideas and thoughts. Beautiful things happen when you spend more profound time with yourself and tune into your soul. It will give you more time to discover yourself and learn about yourself. Last but not least, you will have solo time to discover yourself more. And by learning about yourself, you know who is the ideal match for you, should you choose to date in the future. What career is best for you, your passions, and many more. It's important to note that learning about yourself is crucial in forming healthy relationships in the future. And only single life gives you a chance and plenty of time to explore who you are and what you want. Therefore, being single is attractive, and a huge percentage of people who love being single. Isn't it normal? If you love being single and wonder whether it is normal, remember that getting into a relationship is not a requirement or a race. If you cherish being single, there's nothing wrong with it. You should ask yourself whether you want a relationship or you want a happy single life. If you love being single and don't need a relationship, don't let others pressure you to do what you want. Don't let others pressure you to do what you don't want. The time being single is a time you can focus on your growth and prepare yourself for a better relationship, should you choose to do that in the future. However, if you feel like you want a relationship, don't let any fear or insecurity stand in your way. Besides this, you should first learn how to be happily single. It's essential first to love yourself before allowing someone to love you. Now, this is going to be difficult for people who are targeted individuals or illegally targeted citizens, you know, because that can be quite difficult for us. So, like I said, I'm not even thinking about it. All that stuff I told you, I don't do. I don't get involved. That's just the way, like I said, that's just how I protect myself from all of that, you know. And I've managed to keep peace in my life by not getting involved, and I haven't dealing with, you know, different people. Because like I said, they're probably going to, one or two things is going to happen. The person, like I said, may not be a perpetrator, or they can turn out to be one. You know, if the person is not a perp, you know, they're going to intervene and mess that relationship up. Or the person may turn out to be a perpetrator to begin with, you know. But I don't waste my time trying to think that, oh, well, this is going to happen and that's going to happen. It's like basically, it's like I've taken all these things, you know, the love, relationships, flirting, dating. I folded it up. I put it in a black box and I just stored it away. It's like I put it in my backyard and buried it. You know, it's done. And I'm okay with that. I'm totally okay with that. Because like I said, it just keeps the drama away. It keeps the mess away. It just, I feel like I'm protecting myself, you know, for a lot of things that I've experienced in the past and don't want to relive that kind of stuff again, you know. And like I said, everybody is different. But I'm here to destroy the myth that people keep saying that, you know, having a partner in life makes you happy, or that you are happier when you're with somebody. Now, I will say this. I do enjoy people's company. I'll say that, you know, but it doesn't have to be romantic. It doesn't have to be in that way, you know. And if anything else happens after this podcast, if people start flirting with me or trying to get with me, I'm going to definitely know that that's definitely some perpy crap. Okay. Because that hasn't happened, you know, and I'm glad it hasn't happened. So that's kind of where it is, folks. We'll be right back. So the final thought, the takeaway, being in a healthy, loving relationship is one of life's greatest pleasures. At the same time, it's certainly not necessary for having a full and happy life. And many people choose to be single for their entire lives and do so joyfully. Now, if you're someone who does want a long-term partnership, but has yet to experience it, or often struggles to make relationships work, when they do come along, you need to look closely at your dating history and patterns to understand what barriers might be standing in your way, whether they're coming from your circumstances or from within. Just remember that your timeline doesn't need to match up with that of the people that are around you. We all come at relationships with a different set of needs, histories, personality traits, identities, and life priorities, all of which will affect our dating lives and at what point in our lives we'll enter into the meaningful partnerships we seek. Give yourself a little grace and a little compassion as you move through the journey. I'm Sierra Tavares Reyes. Have a great night. The Expressions Podcast has been brought to you by Anchor. Like what you just heard? Then please submit a small donation to sustain future episodes at anchor.fm/Sierra Tavares Reyes. Thank you.